Everyone, welcome to the show notes.
Everybody,
show.
It's Tuesday.
Welcome to the Last of Us spoiler cast.
No, that already happened, you dumb shit.
Or is it going to happen?
Take that in your ass, I built it.
They don't know that. Don't spoil it.
E3 hype train.
This is episode 13.
Episode 13.
Yeah, show.
What is up, motherfuckers?
Okay, that's my.
Oh wait, that's this is episode. This is 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, go buy Black Sabbath's new album, 13.
Ricky, introduce yourself.
Yeah, as always, we got Ricky.
Yeah.
And Jimmy.
What's up, you goddamn sons of bitches?
And Michael. Jimmy.
Wait, he did enjoy and introduce himself. He said, "What's up, motherfuckers?"
Yeah. Okay, that was Michael Grimes.
Yeah, what's up, you motherfuckers?
What is up?
Motherfuckers.
I ate the whole plate. The whole plate.
I ate the whole water burger, Michael. The whole water burger.
That's worse than eating the
whole
plate.
You see, they put the water burger out here to test your guilt. You eat the whole plate. You don't touch it, you're guilty. See, I ate the whole water burger.
Ready for this, Jim?
The whole water burger.
Ooh.
Kobe!
Yeah, real quickly, all this talk of The Last of Us almost reminded me that I finished Uncharted 3. It only took me a couple of years, but I finally finished
it. Okay, Uncharted 3 has been out for, like, what, since 2011? Like, 2 years?
Yeah.
Literally a couple of years.
Yeah, it's literally been a couple
of
years.
Well, it's taken me more than a couple of years, because I don't see passing that game in the same sense.
You know what also has been out for a couple of years? Dark Souls.
Okay, wait. Do we talk about what we've been playing, or do we talk about Don Matrick?
Let's talk about, let's talk about Don Matrick.
The
boss of Microsoft leaving.
Not the boss of Microsoft, he was just the head of the games division.
Yeah, dude, he was just the only cool part of
it. What about his hair?
I think his hair left companies with him. Also, Don Matrick, he's now the CEO of
the Zynga.
And listening to other podcasts, I think there might be a really interesting story of why he's decided to do this, because I know Microsoft, just as a giant company, is in a really weird place, and everyone thinks that they might be getting a new CEO. So maybe they had a whole bunch of meetings with the heads of the departments discussing who would be the second in command after Microsoft's current CEO decided to retire, and Don Matrick knew that he was in the running for it, and then realized that he's not going to get the position, so he's decided to be CEO of another company.
Fucking sick.
Or. No, that actually sounds about right. That sounds
pretty cool. Whore.
Whores?
Whores?
Whores.
Whore.
All of you.
Beautiful.
Whores. Especially you with the hat.
Yeah, if you're wearing a hat right now, listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Suck dick.
At Dave's.
Here at Dave's, have a nice fresh plate of dick. You want some dick on the side? How about some dick with that dick?
Some sauce dick?
Okay.
Dave's?
What do you think they call it?
Bratwurst? Cannibal House.
Dickwurst? Just...
What do you think they call Nightwing?
Dickwing?
Dickwing.
Night dick?
So then where does his secret identity go?
Dick Grayson. Dick. No, wait. Dick Dixon.
Big McLarge Huge.
No, okay.
We'll tell you the story of Big McLarge Huge in a minute.
His alter ego is just Richard Strangler.
Dick Strangler.
That name is definitely going to catch on. Dick Strangler.
Didn't you name your Xbox profile when we were playing fucking Fox 2?
Yeah, Dick
Strangler. Ricky named it.
I wanted to name his Twitter Dick Strangler.
But I didn't really want that.
You don't want your you should change it
be
to
looking
stop
forward site. When the show notes show Twitter.
That's how I have you on my phone.
It's going to be at Dick Strangler.
No, it's not.
Show notes show at Dick Strangler.
Okay, well, back to Don Matrick.
Yeah.
Don Matrick! Dude, Tits Top Side sounds so cool.
There are other reasons for
why he could have gone.
Yeah, but.
But that one seems like a real interesting one.
What if he, like, went on Twitter and started saying.
The one that makes the most sense. Because I doubt. I mean, sure, he was really shitty about handling the. Everything Xbox One related. But
like that dude that's like, oh, you don't got internet? Deal with it. Hashtag YOLO. Or
hashtag YOLO swag. Scop.
Man, well, we are going to start that. The Scop Nation.
Let's go ahead and see where this Don Matrick thing goes. Or where it started.
Well, yeah. I don't think where it started will ever being used, because I don't think stuff like that ever gets out. That's all just business politics. But I think disregarding all of the poor handling of the Xbox One, the fact that if they were to use that as a reason to get rid of him at Microsoft, having a CEO position at another company open up conveniently for him is just way too convenient.
Yeah.
This shit was all rigged.
So I think he saw that, well, this position is open for me, and my role here at this company isn't putting me in that positive of a spot. So I'm gonna be the CEO of one of the other most evil corporations in gaming.
Zynga?
Yeah. What do you think he's gonna do then? Have Words with Friends be always online?
Oh, God.
Even though it is.
Words with Friends,
yeah.
2.
Oh, yeah. It's always online.
Words with Friends 1?
Words with Friends Dictionary Edition. No, Words with Friends Urban Dictionary Edition, so you can actually put stupid shit like scop.
Like, urban dick?
Dude, scop, that is completely a real word.
It's true. It means scope.
No, it doesn't.
It's just because it's fucking typo. Like, this.
No, it wasn't a typo. I spelled scop on purpose when I sent it to this.
Also, scop is a word.
Man. Yeah, scop. Dude, you never scopped anybody?
The
act of scopping.
Scopping. It's to scop.
If you look,
scopping.
If you look at.
Scop-er.
Yeah, if you look at scopping in the dictionary, it's just like.
Fucking tits.
And just like. To scop.
What is that? What is that? I wombo, you wombo, he, she wombos, wombo wing.
Yeah. He, she, me.
He, she, we scop. A study of quit scopping? It's basic science.
Alright, so you were saying Uncharted.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to jump?
I just sort of want to.
Back into the sort games? Of
glaze over Uncharted as a whole. That
game is. Alright, because Christina asked us a question saying, what is Uncharted? Why should she play it, and is it awesome?
Okay.
I'm going to say, yes, you should play it.
All of them.
Yes, it's awesome.
You seem to be about the right age to grow up with the fact that Indiana Jones is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Christina, technically, it's like this. You know how in the fourth movie of Indiana Jones, a young Shia LaBeouf was to be like the predecessor at Indy? Just imagine if, like, Nolan North came and beat him up and took that
and took his place?
And took his place, and then went on to become Nathan Drake.
And then, we forgot everything Michael just said, and then some company decided, hey, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was a really cool movie.
Let's make three
draw
games.
Inspiration from
that. Let's make three games from that, yeah. So basically...
Even though the first game, if you could...
If you're not super into it,
I honestly skipped it, and I love the Uncharted series, so...
Yeah, but, that. Like, if you want the whole complete, like, you know, you want to get a feel for the characters, like, go for first one.
Even though
because you cannot go back to the first one after playing the second, certainly not the third.
And by that, I'm pretty sure we can both agree that the first one is not a very creative game.
Not so much so, but it's still great.
It's take cover and then
that game was like, I'm gonna kill fucking 1,000 pirates.
Like my kind of game.
I'm not gonna go to jail. I'm gonna just kill so many people for this fucking treasure.
Just so many bitches.
Just so many people
just
are
so
gonna
much
die.
Cocaine.
Yeah. And then Uncharted 2 is the game that really, really defined on the Uncharted games.
Uncharted 2, play it. I fucking dream of it to this day. Just like so good.
You're weird. But yeah, Uncharted 2 is really good. Because
also, we're outside, guys.
Yeah, we are outside. It takes that step beyond a really cool cinematic premise and pulls scenes that would be in a cutscene and makes them entirely playable.
Remember when that building falls down and you fucking jump out of it just as it collapses?
Battlefield?
Wow.
I remember
we're
that.
We're talking about Battlefield?
And he's like, wow. We were almost in there.
I also remember
and he makes out
the
going.
Entire train thing.
Or just shooting you're on that actual MG, like on that thing, just shooting down the helicopter. Say fucking game is great. Play Uncharted 2.
But yeah, Uncharted 3.
Uncharted 3.
I think the way Uncharted 3 starts is...
Fucking...
Is gold. Is just... As... as indie as they could have possibly gone without actually drawing some sort of clear scene.
Well, having fucking Harrison Ford's voice just like
caressing your ears and shit. It's a person that you just automatically know is Nathan Drake, but dressed as like the suavest motherfucker walking into a bar.
Gonna get some bitches.
Gonna get some bitches. The craziest and almost most useless bar fight of all time starts.
They smash his head in a urinal. It's fucking gross, yeah. Dude. And then
somebody pissing in that urinal?
You know.
At some point in time.
But yeah.
Earlier that. At many points in time, actually.
Yeah, if somebody was pissing in that urinal at that time, then it'd be weird. Because would the guy just keep pissing on his head? Like,
is it? Did you see the Easter egg for that for Last of Us?
No.
That one of the newspapers in the bar is like, oh, court. Like it starts. It's like saying it's like the newspaper that
crop circles.
Yeah, the one that's
you see throughout the Last of Us.
Yeah,
no spoilers.
Shut up. What are you talking about? No spoilers. We already spoiled everything.
Yeah, but like not on this podcast. And then
But yeah, Uncharted 3.
A boat capsizes, you sink a city in the fucking desert. Dude, it's been out for 2 years.
A lot of it was ruined in the market. Yeah. And that's not even a highlight cinematic moment.
Chapter 2. How good was that chapter 2?
I clearly remember not having ammo while I was playing that game.
Well, yeah, you shot it all into the sky.
The sky was coming at me.
But still, solid game.
It existed everywhere around me.
A very solid game, especially 2 and 3.
So you'd recommend that I play it?
I fucking recommend that you play it.
How'd you like the multiplayer?
I think I like the multiplayer of Uncharted 2 way better than the multiplayer of 3. 3 feels more of a clusterfuck, but I don't know, maybe because way more people are playing 3 now that it's free.
Yeah.
But I definitely remember the bunch of multiplayer I played of Uncharted 2 just feeling a lot better, and the layout of the map seemed a little more fun. I feel like in Uncharted 3's multiplayer maps, there's a lot of verticality and a lot of shit for you to like climb and like move through, but it almost serves no purpose.
So it's like Metal Gear's Guns of the Patriots multiplayer was like that, wasn't it? Like, you could, like, climb up on shit. I like that multiplayer, yeah. It's a goddamn shame.
I think Isaiah's the only one that I know that actually that shit affected.
Yeah, well, like, I was playing with him, like, right before, like, before. But yeah, I played the beta for, the multiplayer beta for 3, and
I don't know, I still feel like 2 is a better shooter, but 3 had some cool character things. In fact, I think 3 had the deepest character moments.
And it didn't have any, like, fucking crazy-ass, supernatural shit. Well, only at the end, but because that was justified.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man, fuck, you've been over.
That's spoilers? I don't want to know, because I eventually hope to get around to the Uncharted series after I finish Dark Souls.
Are there aliens?
Please, Silent One.
No.
Are the Crystal Skulls aliens?
Through the entire series, never does Nathan Drake come into contact with anything that could be remotely aliens.
I'm just going to play Golden Abyss. Only Golden Abyss ever.
Aliens that are made of crystal skulls and then they fly away in the end and you never find out where they went.
You know what is a badass Easter egg in all the Uncharted games is the fucking precursor you find in just random ass places. You find it? You ever find one of those?
The what?
No.
The precursor orb is like this artifact you find in the Jak and Daxter series. They're like the little egg shaped artifacts. You can find them in the Uncharted games.
Does it add anything? Like anything?
It gives you a trophy and be like, hey, this motherfucker found this fucking super secret ass.
It's not a super secret thing.
Is it an ass?
Hey, it is pretty secret, dude. They're not just, oh, look, there it is.
Is there it's ever like, two eggs next to each other so it looks like a super secret ass? What?
I like that.
Well,
we're talking.
It was a super secret ass.
We're talking about next topic.
No, well, actually, I wanted to
delve into
get to the fact that I think my favorite thing out of the Uncharted games has become a thing that they've sort of gone back to since 2, and it's platforming on something while it's falling apart, and not being super scripted to the point where, oh, if this is crumbling, you're just going to get a game over screen, or you're going to fall into the abyss. Like, it could be falling, and I know I should have jumped by then, but the gap to the next thing I could grab onto is just growing because this building is falling apart and, like, sliding down the desert, and I have to, like, make my way across. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not gonna make this jump. And then Nathan Drake pulls off the bullshittest jump of all time, but I stick it at the end, and I feel fucking amazing.
Just I like exploited...
Nobody could have made that
jump. I exploited the shit out of that mechanic in the second game. In the second game, like, if you press the, like, to jump, just as you're, like, you're hitting the edge, he'll, like, actually walk a couple, like, three extra steps, like, not even on anything, and jump. So, like, you can land those, like, oh, that platform's really far away.
Just like, I hope I can YOLO! Airwalk.
And then just, like... Oh, that game's so good.
Yeah. That game is pretty good, and it looks really good. I'm, like, in love with the tone of the Uncharted games. It's...
So gritty, it's so pretty and bright.
It's beautiful and one, brightly colored, and and no matter what the fuck happens, Nathan Drake always has some sort of, like, shit-eating grin remark to say, and it's the best.
Except in the desert when he's, like, almost dying.
Spoilers. Still, you make it through the desert, and he's like...
Really? That wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
I can do that shit again. I can do that shit again, like, on the harder difficulty. It'd be funny if you broke the fourth wall and said that.
Yeah.
Nolan North, tell you
what. Like, it's almost just a constant thing where he'll make it out of a building alive by, like, this... the slightest little thread, and then he'll look back and just... yeah, I guess that just happened because this is my fucking life, right? It's a daily for him.
Yeah. So anything else about the Uncharted?
Anything else about the Uncharted games is... Yeah, it's no longer. They fucking ruined melee combat in the third game.
How so?
I think they added too much. It was nice and simple in 2, but when they added in the whole... Once you start melee combating a guy, you sort of lock into this fist fight instead of it being this almost...
Oh, where you can fucking fight everybody? Like... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I liked it better in 2, where, like, a punch to a guy...
You get a punch, you get a punch, you get a punch.
And in 3, it's like, oh, like, punch, 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 and then you gotta dodge at the right time, or you get grabbed, you gotta, like, mash to get out of the grab. I think it's a little overdone. What made melee combat so much fun and so reliable in 2 was the fact that it's really fast and... It's also really risky because you run the risk of getting shot to fuck when you want to run at a guy. But I swear, I never played Uncharted like a cover-based shooter because I was like, this guy is so fucking mobile, so I would be like running around towers and like jumping up on top of like the rafters of a building and then like jumping down and knocking a guy out and picking up his shotgun and blasting a couple of guys.
Again, jumping on a truck and jumping off that truck onto another dude and like picking up his gun and then just like not even aiming, blind firing it like as you're running away from that guy, just like.
And I feel like by the end of 3, definitely Naughty Dog had gotten really self-aware of how run and gun Uncharted can be. So that section at the end when you're on the horse and you're chasing down the caravan,
oh, yeah.
I thought that, is this gonna be like sort of like a scripted truck-to-truck sequence like it was in 2? And then I'm on the horse and I'm like, I'm in full fucking control of this horse. Like, how much control do I have? So, like, I jump off the horse onto this truck and I take out all the guys on the truck and I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? And I see, like, my horse coming back. I can jump back on the fucking horse!
Oh, that game.
Yeah.
Fucking Night Dog knows what they're doing. Night Dog knows what they're doing. Like, at this point, I'm pretty sure they could, like, tackle how to make a good open world game. You don't think so? And, like, actually come up with, like, take a couple years.
I don't know, man.
And come up with something.
I don't know, man. Bethesda.
You're gonna hit it big. You're gonna hit it big. You guys fucking watch. You!
Boy. But no, I think... No, I definitely think that Naughty Dog should stick with the story.
Linear story,
like super heavy storyline based games.
That way, I can keep enjoying their video games.
Yeah. Would you only enjoy like the Crash games?
No, this is Story Man right here. Story Man,
I played like one Crash game. I did play a lot of Jack and Daxter.
That's right.
When I was like fucking 2.
You're like fucking 8 years old right now, dude.
Barely remember anything.
And I guess like a little bit after, no, not a little bit, the day after, because there was this nice stretch of days where I beat a game every day consecutively for almost a week.
Come on, so lucky motherfucker.
I just shotgunned my to-do list of games for the summer.
Did so you ever beat was... 3D Dot Hit Game here?
Oh, no, fuck that game, man. No, fuck that game. But yeah, after Uncharted, I finished Infamous, and I still think Quo is the only character in that game I gave half a shit about.
Really, Quo?
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Quo's awesome, especially the way that, like...
Oh, I had these powers, I'm such a fucking freak, I hate myself. And in the end, I want to kill everything. Bitch!
I actually thought that turn was so gradual that it made sense by the end, where she's just fucking there because she's on a job. And then...
And to be honest, I still think Trish
is
better.
Honestly, she gets pulled into something and ends up with powers because she was like she had the conduit gene or something in her from the beginning, but then she sort of hates the fact that she's a powered conduit, and then by the end of the game she doesn't really change and become a bad guy, so the whole this is the bad decision and this is the good decision like divider was kind of dumb for the last mission. But because to me, it was more of a, well, I don't care what the fuck any of the colors mean, and I don't care about you, crazy hippie lady with smoke powers.
What was her name?
Nyx.
Nyx, yeah.
Nyx is crazy, dude.
Because Quo is the only person on this rooftop that's talking any kind of sense at all. So fuck all of you guys.
Talking about Zeke was just like, I just want to, let me just fix it.
Sequel's like, dude, Sequel's like, big sloppy slice. And then just like, what? And then he went running off.
Trish, you and I both enjoyed that part the same, right? With the...
You don't understand
like, after he collects the what's it called? The blast core? And then Cole goes to the couch. He sits down.
And they both have a beer?
They both start getting like calls, and then Cole's just like...
They ignore both of their calls. And then buckets of beer later.
That's such a badass moment.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's why, man, Indies made it so much worse, man. Fucking game.
That was cool.
Infamous. Fucking
Infamous. Cool.
The second time you've listened to this,
I still think that the bad end is the only end that makes sense if you play the game for like
to
a
be
story
the
progression.
The condiments.
Yeah, I mean. The other one was, what, destroy all the conduits?
Yeah, and...
You become, like...
To kill the beast.
You become, like, super ketchup.
Second time
like,
we fucking...
Like, none of the condiments are necessary
this podcast. We spoiled the last podcast before you guys got all drunk.
Yeah. No one ever got drunk. I was
James?
Drinking.
James got fucking knocked. Not you.
Oh, no, James is just always like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking...
He's just naturally drunk.
Food,
yeah.
A gun, and the Infinity Symbol.
Oh, God.
Shrek.
Dude, I was going to write a story about the Smash Mouth concert. I still plan on writing a story. So everybody be looking out.
Did you go to the Smash Mouth concert?
No. I just, like, I was living it through the eyes of what Twitch wanted the first time we saw that billboard.
What billboard?
The one that had like Sugar Ray Smash Mouth, and you're like, "Do Shrek!" And I imagine there was one guy in that crowd that was just like when they were playing all their other songs, like, "What is this?" Like,
and they started playing All Star.
It's Shrek,
Donkey.
There was like arms. Cameos from the crew, like Mike Myers comes out and like Eddie Murphy dressed as a donkey.
Eddie Murphy dressed as a donkey.
So, and then like boom, this concert ever. Who played?
And there's the name of the show.
Who played Fiona?
The what? Smash
Fiona. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, that's the one.
I don't want. Let's not make that the name.
Fiona.
Fiona.
Who is the short guy? Midget Lord wrestling. Farquaad. Are you ready for midget wrestling?
Yes, I'm so ready for midget wrestling.
Hey, Michael,
you gotta come with us.
Yeah, you gonna come see midget wrestling with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Midget wrestling tomorrow night. It's free.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is some crazy shit.
Hope we get some like good cameos, like Hulk Hogan just comes out.
Like Mike Myers.
And Hulkamania is just running wild on their little bodies and he's just like delivering elbows.
He just has to fucking like wave his hands like the way he's hit. He's knocking him out.
Like,
he fall and
like,
take
he just
out a couple.
Gets one and starts beating the shit out of another one.
I have really high hopes that some guy will come out dressed as Tyrion Lannister. What do you think the odds of that happening are?
There's a good chance. I'm pretty sure. There's about a 50% chance of that happening.
Man.
I mean, either it does or it doesn't happen.
And then I want a slightly bigger, small dude to just, like, pick him up and then toss him out.
What was
a regular-sized guy, you mean?
What was that shit from Robot Chicken?
Slightly bigger, small
the giant, dude. Like, that giant midget from Robot Chicken. It's like, and like he's riding just like the roller coasters that he couldn't before. He's just like, just like fucking. Everyone's screaming, looking up, even though he's like normal size.
You know
he's
what like else is feet. Like riding in a roller coaster you couldn't before? Dark Souls.
Oh my god.
All right, guys, I'm out. I don't have shit to talk about. You're gonna hear my voice for 5 minutes. 10 minutes.
It has been. How long since that game was released? 2011?
2 years? Yeah, it's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years since Dark Souls and 4 years since Demon Souls.
How does Dark Souls end, guys? Spoil it for me. Tell me.
We don't know.
Fuck you. We're 10 minutes into the game.
I wish I could tell you, Michael.
We're 10 minutes into the game, but like 4 hours after the beginning of the game.
Dark Souls and Demon Souls, they've never been too story heavy. They have really cool intro cinematics, and they have really lore-heavy worlds,
but
you just sort of absorb it by playing the game.
But
also,
but that
like,
game,
character
Dark Souls, is
good.
100 fucking percent gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude,
oh my God.
I don't
point,
even care about the story.
You can't, ever zone out playing the game.
Explain it to people. For people at home,
okay,
let me tell you one thing that really pissed me off about this game.
Let me explain as like as someone that's only like I'm on the outside looking in.
Okay.
It's a game that it's hard as fuck. You die in the game, it gets harder.
No. It just becomes riskier to die after you've died.
So,
harder.
The one thing I will tell you about this game that pissed me off when I realized about it is there's physically no way to pause that game.
There is no way to pause that game.
You press start, a menu opens. You're still, like, it's still in-game time. You press select, another
menu
opens.
And you have to quit. You actually have to quit, or you run the risk of like losing
progress.
It's such a specific. I lost actually quite a bit of progress.
Okay, no, Mike. Okay, like check it out. Like I was playing earlier today, and I died. And you carry these things called humanities, and you carry souls.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 6 humanities on me, and they're pretty rare. I mean, they're not rare to
they
me.
They used
had,
to be, but
because I have like fucking 8 humanities.
Yeah, nowadays
so
like they're real, you almost just sort of absorb them
every 5 or 10 minutes.
Just keep sitting. Like if you sit on bonfires, if somebody's rested before you, you'll sometimes pick up a humanity.
Yeah, and I think if you leave a message somewhere, even if it's in a different character of yours, every time that message gets like read or promoted, you get a humanity off of it.
Do you get a humanity or an Estus flask?
Because sure
there was times when I was running around and I'd get like a random Estus flask.
It's true, me too.
You
remember when my head would get all glowy?
Oh, but like, what I was saying? Going back a couple steps, if you've never played Dark Souls or seen Dark Souls, fuck that. Fucking play it. This is
pretty good game.
This is definitely one of my favorite games of this gen. It's a third person action RPG. In an open world, but not open like Skyrim. Open in more of a Metroid style.
Yeah, like you can go this way or this way. Either way.
Then you get far enough into something, and like let's say you beat a boss, and then you find an alternate path, and then you're constantly finding shortcuts to different places in the world.
Oh, okay. Like Michael, like okay, sick. So like I was carrying my 6 humanities and 10,000 souls with me. And I ended up dying.
And then he died.
And what you do when you die, like, your
soul
technically...
Oh my god, you died with
like,
10,000 souls on you?
So, like, what it does
is... I would cry.
All that drops, okay? You respawn with 0 humanity and 0 souls. The thing is, you can go recover what you lost,
as long as you don't die again. So it's not harder, it's just a lot riskier, because then you're, like, you suddenly become on edge, like, every enemy, you're just like, oh, shit, holy shit.
If they kill you
shit.
Before you get back to your stuff, that stuff is gone forever.
Yeah,
so
that stuff is gone.
All the experience you earned is...
Souls are basically your way of upgrading, like, yourself to build your stats.
Leveling up, yeah.
Yeah, to level up, to buy things. Souls is your currency for pretty much everything.
Souls are everything to you.
Yeah.
And humanities, I'm still not like 100% on humanities. All I know is like a...
Oh, humanity is way more complex, but...
From
all I understand is humanities are the points you spend to sort of upgrade bonfire spots so that you get more Estus Flask uses, which is... The Estus Flask is your recovery item. So typically you would get 5, but if you enkindle a bonfire, you rest there and then it'll give you more.
Yeah.
And
max is like 15, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And also, the more humanity points you have on you,
the better chance of finding.
Yeah, great the better loot. Chance of finding better.
Max is like once you have 10 humanities though, because like you can go over 10 humanities, huh? You can just like keep holding like an unlimited amount, 99, I'm assuming. But once you have 10, like that's the max. Like once you have 10, your chances of finding things will never be higher. And it's like, oh man. Fucking enemies.
Oh, they're also the points you use to convert yourself back into a person.
Yeah.
Because
you have to be,
every time you die, you come back as an undead.
So you have to keep, like... It's shitty to keep spending humanities to, like, okay, like, now I want to be human so I can go to other people's worlds, or, like, I can have co-op going on right now. But, like... It's really shitty, man.
There is a lot of risk reward in this game.
This game is extremely high risk reward.
Now that I've started playing it, I look forward to the time. I don't look forward to playing it, but once I start playing it, I don't look forward to stop playing it, if that makes any sense.
And you know what's cool is like they reward you for doing some like really cool impossible tasks. Well, not impossible, but like difficult tasks, like the first playthrough. The first boss you run into, his name is the Asylum Demon, and when you first get to him, dude, you have a fucking broken sword, like it's a...
Just the handle.
It's
the just
handle
the handle.
And like a piece of the blade, but it's severed to the point where it's not doing anything, and a shield. The thing is, if you beat the Asylum Demon the first time you fight him, you get his weapon, which is like a fucking badass club. Like, it takes a lot of strength to hold, but it's fucking sick. But that's the thing, is like, you deal like one damage to him. And when you finally beat him, like, the first hit you do is, like, 300. And it takes out half his life. So imagine wanting him to death for 300. You only have 10 Estus Flasks, and, like, every hit he does pretty much almost kills you.
Yeah.
So let's see if... Do you have any questions about the game, Michael, that maybe you've seen, like, some gameplay about it and you'd, like...
No, I just know that... I know that this dude, he used to work at IGN. He used to work at Game Informer, and then he went somewhere else. But this dude loved Dark Souls so much that he, like, played it and beaten in 3 different regions. Like, he played the fucking US version, the AU, the EU version, and the Japanese version. 100% in each of those. Like, that's how much
sick.
He fucking loved
it.
Why would
you do that?
So, like, no.
That's awesome.
He loved it so much. And
wait,
like,
no.
You should
how
always play.
Could you do that?
How?
Because he fucking loved it.
Just fucking sit down there.
Yeah, people do, like, naked playthroughs of the game where
they
choose
the
class the that
what
has
the fuck
no
is it called?
Equipment
dude,
on him.
Alex
oh,
played...
Yeah.
What's it called then? And Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix, the what's it, Hero, what's that, like,
critical
mode with,
yeah,
like,
you're at level 1 at all times.
Yeah.
And he beat it 100%.
Yeah.
That was fucking intense, but, like.
Man, this guy, like, platinum all 3 of, like, I was like, so I'm assuming that's, like, 100% everything.
Yeah,
that's like, damn, son.
But, like, dude, like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And that's the thing is, like, every fucking enemy is a challenge.
Yeah.
And there's certain enemies that, like, they obviously pose more challenges, like, it's clear there's bosses that you should not go anywhere near until you're really strong, but that thing is, like, you're like, oh man, if I topple him, I'm gonna feel like a fucking champion. So it took me 10 tries to beat one boss. I don't talk about the Bell Gargoyles.
That was not 10 tries.
there's a boss, and he one-hits you, like... It's unavoidable. If
the guy
he
at the bottom
you,
of the tower?
Yeah. If he hits you...
Oh, that's not even a boss.
He's like a sub-boss, isn't he?
He's just a really strong enemy that happens to be like down there.
Oh,
so
like, he fucking one-hits you, dude. Yeah.
The first time I was headed to that place he's at, it's like a tower where you can either go up or you can go down. And then, like, luckily every time I've been playing it so far, Twitch is there or James is there. So, like, I get to this tower and then Twitch is just like, okay, you can go downstairs. And he's like, but don't go down there. And I was like, okay, why not? He's like, second you get down there, if you get far enough down, there's going to be a guy there just waiting to tear you a new asshole. And I was like, okay, let's head up. But, like, before I could get, like, once I was about to head up, I was like, let's go see what this guy looks like. So I started, like, inching my way down.
He doesn't even get a good look at him. He just sees, like, something in the bottom corner of the screen move and, like, turn towards him and, like, lift this giant hellish weapon.
And then I started running.
It's like a fucking club sword.
Dude, I ran so fast.
Like, okay, check it. He's completely dressed in silver. Well, like, it's a... It looks like... Rod-linked armor or some shit. And, yeah, he's got a big-ass sword. Fucking, it's taller than him, but it's a sword on one side, and the other side looks like it's a fucking club. And I guess that's, like, why it's so fucking strong. And then, in addition to that, he's got a fucking big-ass shield. Covers his whole body. Like, it's fun. He's such a fucking hard boss. I had the best starting weapon that you can find, and, dude, even that was doing, like, very minimal damage to him.
Oh, like, the Drake sword.
The Drake sword. It's only good for a starting weapon, though.
Yeah.
Because after a while, like, it gets way outclassed.
You outclass it pretty fast.
But, like, oh, man, I can't... He was so frustrating to beat, because enemies, like, when you think they commit to hits, like, right when they start hitting you, you're like, okay, he's going to obviously have to swing that way. They can fucking turn while they're doing it. So what he would do is he'd go... And like, even if the slightest bit touches you, dude, fucking kills. It was fucking infuriating, because that's a one-hit kill every time. So you're working hard to get his fucking life down. One hits you. Progress lost.
Yeah, and, like, this is a game where there is no such thing as the cannon fodder enemy. Like, everything in the game poses a life or death threat to you.
Every Goomba is deadly.
Yeah, and... But the way the game controls is... I think so perfect that, well, when I'm playing it, I never feel like the game is just being an asshole. Well,
I always feel
like in combat. At least in combat, I never feel like the game is being an asshole. There are many, many times out of the world that the game is just an asshole.
Well, what are those things called? The really flimsy dead, like, the really brown guys. I just keep calling them re-deads. Like, because that's exactly what they fucking look like. But yeah, okay, like, they're good because, like, they fucking swarm them. Like, and...
You never fight any you never fight less than five.
And that's the thing is, like, enemies, they're kind of fucking clever because they'll hide around corners. Mm-hmm. So, like, right when you're walking out, you're just like, oh, wow, like, cool, clean hallway. Fuck no, dude. Right from the side, just...
Swarming of three deads.
And there's always those moments of vulnerability that you're, like, you start panicking because you think you're about to die, and you're like, no, oh, God, oh, God. And, like, the game, like, sometimes lets you out at, like, the perfect times. You just, like, you start running away. You start fucking pounding the brewskis down. But, oh, man, like,
I'm always just pounding on circle whenever those situations are
I've shit on myself so many times.
Yeah, but it's not like a dodge whenever you can dodge or a cooldown dodge. Like, every like, action you commit takes away from your stamina bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on, like, how much strength you have and the weight of whatever weapons you're using...
Oh, that's right.
...the gear you have on, like, things will take off more or less stamina. So, like, the way the game controls is,
R1 or right bumper.
Yeah, R1 or right bumper is your light attack with your right-handed weapon. And then R2, or the right trigger, is your heavy attack with that weapon. And then on your left arm, you could have another weapon, or you could have a shield.
Dumb.
No, that's fucking awesome.
This fucker. Dude, every single time Ricky's playing. Fucking sword? Halberd. Or halberd, and I'm just like...
Dude, the first time I learned that you could put two... Like, you could have two swords, Twitch was there, and I was just like, oh, fuck yeah. So I started, like, cutting through these bitches up, right? And then Twitch was just like, yeah, it's kind of stupid to play through this game without a shield. And I was like, fine.
I fucking agree.
So I went on, like, boring-ass motherfucker, just cutting him down, blocking. Also, like, one of the things that really scared me about the game was when Twitch was just like, remember, there's no shame in walking around with your shield up at all times.
Yeah. Online interactions, Michael? Fucking great. People, you can leave messages on the floor for other people, like, to either, like, help them. Like, you can be like, oh, watch out for these enemies, like, coming up. Like, they're pretty tough.
But you can't write your own message. There's...
It's like
preset. There's, like, prefab words that you could fit together, like, yeah, how you want into a sentence.
But, it, like, it still works fucking
yeah,
good.
It works great.
And, like, that's the thing is, either you can do that, or you can fucking, like, trick other people. Like,
Say, like, safety ahead. And then
yeah,
the
safety ahead, yeah, and there's
this asshole that's just gonna hit you the second you walk through the doorway.
There's been a couple times where, like some asshole, he's, like, bonfire ahead, so I was like, oh, fuck yeah, like, I'm getting so fucking close. And, like, I was walking around looking for something, and, dude, I found another message that just said liar, and I was like, fuck! And, like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm in fucking danger right now.
Why do people do that, fucking dicks?
Just, like, to... Oh, because, you can invade other people's worlds, and if you kill the host, you get a humanity. And, it's pretty cool to get those, because, like I said, they really help in the game. So, like, what they'll do is, like, oh, like, bonfire hit, so, like, the person will, like, foolishly rush in. And, like, the instant they do, like, backstab right there. Pretty much an instant death. Well, it's gonna be an instant death, I'm assuming, if somebody's invading your fucking world.
The cool thing is that, like, since when you die, you drop your stuff. In online interactions, you don't lose your stuff when you die.
You just revert back to your universe
and, like, to your...
And the fucking cool thing is, you can see other players, like, while they're playing. They appear as, like blue shades, yeah. So, like, you'll see them running around, and they'll be swinging at nothingness, and you're like, what the fuck are they doing? But it's because they're fighting enemies in their world.
Yeah. In that area.
And so, every once in a while, if a player, like, on your server dies, they'll leave a bloodstain there, and... You could go and activate the bloodstain, and it'll show you a replay of, like, the last 10 seconds of their life.
Ugh.
So you'll see, like, what was happening to them as they die. You don't see what they're fighting, but you see that they died somehow.
And sometimes it can be
really useful, because you'll be in an area where you think there aren't any enemies, but you see a bloodstain, so you activate it. And then you see that, like, this guy was walking forward, and then as soon as he, like, turns a corner in a hallway, he, like... runs back and then takes, like, the damage stun animation, so you know that, like, something over there is hurting him.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
For me, one time happened, got really scared. It was, like, last night and, like, the last... Like, because, well, no, like, 2 nights ago, Twitch and I was playing, and then she was like, I'm going to sleep. So I was playing, like, for a little bit longer, trying to find another bonfire. And then I saw, like, this ghost, one of the, like, another character, like, running by. And then, like, you only see him for, like, maybe 3 seconds. You'll see him run, and then, like, they'll fade away. So I saw him run, fade away, bloodstain, right where you were standing, and I was like...
During the last boss fight I beat... Yeah, I saw at least, like, 5 Mirages while I was playing. But yeah, every time you'd see him, like, you'd see him run, and, like, sometimes you see the Mirages die, like, the characters, players die, so it's like, oh, like, shit. And, like, the cool thing is, like, one of the first part of the game, like, it's the point is to ring bells, like, 2 bells, and, like, the game will let you know when another player on your server has beat the bosses, because, like, while you're fighting them, you'll hear the bell go off, and it's because another player has rung it.
Mm.
So it's, like, it's fucking great, and, when you're sitting around bonfires, the mirages of other characters will appear. So, like, you'll just see people, like, sitting there. Today when I was playing, some dude, like, got up, and he used, like, a lost soul, like, to gain more, so he could level up, and it was fucking awesome. You just see him stand up and just... You get to see what people are wearing, what they're wielding. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I fucking love this game. I hate it, but I fucking love it.
I just love it.
This game is such an
asshole. It's a game that always gets the endorphins pumping in me. I feel fully awake and 100% in the game every second I'm
because
playing.
You fucking have to.
Yeah.
There's the first boss you fight next to after the silent demon. It's this thing called the Taurus demon, like my car, but like a demon kind of thing. So it's like
outclasses his fucking car.
It's like a fucking giant building, right? And you fight him on this bridge. And so like Twitch told me the one thing you want to fight him is like go up the ladder like behind you, and then kill the 2 guys, and then just jump down and swipe down like on his head. It'll do a lot of damage, and it really does. Like, it took away at least, like, a third of his life bar.
It does, like, a good 300.
So, like, the first time I sucked, I failed, right? Because I was, like, trying to aim at it. And then he jumped up to where I was, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did he hit you on the way up? Or, like...
No.
No, he just jumped up there, so...
I dove off.
Dove off.
No, the first time, so, like, the first time... Oh, I'm sorry.
You've got this, like, this... What are they called? The electricity thingies?
Oh, it's the gold
pine resin.
The pine resin. So, like, you can kind of electrify some weapons you have. So, what I did is I was like, okay, now that he's up there, I'm going to run over here, because it's like, it's not instant. It takes a little while. And I was like, okay. So I ran as far as I could away from him, and I was like... Made my blade into like a little electric thing. So I turned to look at him, walks over, he's about to swing down, so I dodged between his legs, turned around, locked onto him, swung at him twice, and then like the game realized he was taking a lot of damage, so I tried to do a step back, jumped off the bridge.
That is not how that he's supposed to die.
Yeah. It's really not how he's supposed to die.
Any playthrough, like the first time I had to beat him twice, obviously on one of my profiles and my new profile. The first time, I was strong enough so that I just fucking fought him, like, head-on. I ended up beating him in, I want to say, like 5 to 10 hits. But the second time I was playing through him, dude, like, I was nowhere near as strong. So I was doing the drop-down thing and, like, kept plunging. And yeah. The first time I was like, when I saw him, he stares up at you. Like, if you get onto the tower, he, like, stares up for a while. And then if you refuse to come down, he'll fucking jump up there. And I didn't know he did that. So, like, I was just like, what are you gonna do, bitch? Jumps up, crushes me.
Oh, shit.
Almost an instant kill. Like, I was like, duh.
See, and apparently you can do that with several bosses, because with the Asylum Demon, like, you can do that too. The first time when you're supposed to fight him, like, I walked in and you're, like, on this little ledge. And I was looking down, and then I was just like, what the fuck? I have to fight him now, right? And I was like, okay, get ready. And then Twitch is just like, yeah, you're gonna have to fight him. And that little, like, second, he jumped up. And broke the thing I was on.
Oh, he does.
And then proceeded to smash my shit.
He breaks that little ledge that you're standing on.
Oh, he had never done that to me. Only because, like, I immediately walk up and fucking plunge into his face.
And then the second time, I was like, okay, let's do this. Jump off, just, like cut his head off, I guess. Like down the middle, kind of downward swipe thing. Miss. Yeah, that's a scripted move, Michael.
That's a scripted fucking hit.
It's not super scripted, it's... The animation is always scripted, like, once you're falling and you hit the attack button, he'll always just, like, swipe forward but fall straight down, but
it's I think what happened... to land on him.
Yeah, like, Ricky waited just long enough for the demon to take a couple steps back, and he hit the attack button so soon after he fell that he just sort of, like...
Oh, it was, like, immediately off the edge?
Yeah, he just, like, took a step down and then, like, dropped down forward with his sword out.
As it turns out, that doesn't work. That killed me.
And that, like, that's the cool thing about like super big bosses, dude. Is like they're really big and they're fucking super strong. But man, they have so many like go arounds. Like the Taurus Demon, you can run through his legs and like the only bad thing about it is like if he's not attacking when you run through his legs, like he'll like fucking turn around and try swiping at you. And it's fucking horrible when I was fighting the Bell Gargoyles, dude. And that one. Like, he swung back at me, and I was just trying to get away to heal. Dude, and, like, the very last bit, like, the last second of the attack, like, hit the back of my character, dude, it looked like it ate shit so fucking bad. It was, like, direct face plant into the roof.
Like, just imagine, Michael.
It looked fucking bad, dude.
And, like, recently, I've been thinking of other games to compare Dark Souls to
Demon Souls?
Yeah, that a lot of people would be able to have a relatively good grasp on. And honestly, the only accurate thing...
Battletoads.
Almost. I feel the closest thing to Dark Souls now is, like, pre-PlayStation Castlevania games. Yeah. And I feel like you know exactly what that means of a game.
Hey, dude.
Dude, you should definitely buy it. It's only like $15.
It's only 12. Yeah, I bought a new.
It's $15 like, bucks.
Yeah, everything up so. Until like Super Castlevania 4, to where like the entire world is designed around your character's limitations and
I can't jump that high.
Oh well, like
my weapon don't reach.
There are points where like it's clear like wow I can't get across, but you can do this cool thing where like if you're sprinting for more than 3 seconds. And you tap B, like, while you're running, he'll do, like, a cool little fucking, like...
Leap?
Like, super, yeah, like, a leap, and, like, right when he hits the ground, he rolls. But, oh, man, that gets you so many places that you don't, like... Like, the first
thing... That you don't want to be.
Oh, no, there's a part where there's a broken bridge, but it's just broke enough that if you try rolling across it, he'll just like fall down. But if you do that jump, dude, he fucking perfectly makes it. And oh man, it's just super satisfying to get places in this game.
Like, oh, this game has the worst status effects.
The worst what?
Status effects.
Oh, okay.
Namely, curse.
Just
poison,
bleeding,
cursing.
Just curse specifically. Curse is the worst status ailment ever happened to me ever in any game.
Are there enemies that you can only beat by cursing yourself? John was telling me, he's like, there's these enemies, the only way you can hit them is with weapons while you're cursed.
Yeah.
And he's like, and it's fucking, like, stupid, because, like, it's something bad, so while you're hitting them, like, it's, like I said, like, Twitch said, man, this game is really risk reward.
So, yeah, once you become cursed, like, it's an instant death, and then you respawn with only half your health. Oh. And it's a status element that can stack. So if you're in an area where enemies have the ability to curse you, and you keep on dying, your health will just constantly be halved.
You know what else?
And the only way to cure
Fox it skeleton.
Is with, like, by going to one specific person in the world, or buying a specific kind of item that only one merchant in the world sells.
Oh my god, that's
luckily shit. I haven't gone far enough to where I can get cursed.
Yeah, Blight. Fuck Blighttown.
Oh, also, dude, there's a place called the Valley of Drakes, and I discovered it on accident because I was.
You'll always discover it by accident.
Dude, it's literally like fucking blue dragons that are just walking around, but they don't breathe fire. They fucking breathe electricity. The shitty thing about electricity is once it hits you, it fucking stuns you, and their breath is in a sweeping motion. So it doesn't come straight out. It fucking like loops around. And, like, the first time I went, dude, electricity hit me, stunned my character, and, like, the second ball of electricity just curved and hit me. And like, I was carrying, like, 5,000 souls. I was like, fuck him, I'm not going back there, dude. Fuck that place, you know what? I lost him. It's over for me there. It's fucking horrible, like, oh, man, and it's so shitty, like, right when you think you're about to hit an enemy, and they're just out of range. Because you waste that bit of stamina and you leave yourself open to an attack and you're just like, shit, just waiting to recover. Like, oh man, this game just puts you on the edge. And it's satisfying when you do something fucking amazing though.
And what I think is really cool is, even though there's this whole online co-op and, like, world jumping perspective to it, you can't ever just go pull up your friends list and say, like, John's playing right now, yeah. I want to jump into his game. Instead, it's really ambient, and the game is server-based, so if you're, you could only see, like, the summon signs and, like, be summoned into players' games if they're on the same server as you, but you never really know what server you happen to be on, so if you want to, you sort of have to game the system to, like, play with someone specifically, so... Like, the only real way to jump into someone's game that you know is to both stand in, like, the exact same spot in your games at the same time, and then, like, just continue dropping summon stones until, like, you happen to refresh into the same server and you both see it. Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened to Ricky once, like, he got summoned to another player's world, and, you're summoned as a phantom, which means, you have an effect on enemies and they have an effect on you. But when you die, you don't lose anything. Like we said, you revert back to the last bonfire you rested at. So, like, Ricky's helping them fight this boss, and Ricky's just fucking going, like, all out.
I wasn't so much trying to kill him, just that I know that if you cut its tail off, you get a really cool axe.
You get an axe made out of its fucking tail.
So I was trying to cut his tail off, but every time I would, like, get near and cut his tail, he would just swat me away. And after a while, I forgot to heal, and then he's just like...
And, like, the fucking cool thing is about that boss, his tail, that fucking axe is awesome. When you switch to it, you start bleeding. Like, it fills up your bleeding bar because there's spikes on the end of it, and the way he grabs it is, like, he's holding it right onto it. It fills bleeding, I think it's poison, and something else. I can't remember it's got, like, three different effects to it. And when you do the heavy attack, like, he pulls it back, the fucking axe itself curves.
Because it's a tail.
Yeah, and so when, like, he swings it forward, it, like, swings out in addition to his
swing. It's a wobbly axe. The worst kinds of axes.
Jesus.
The most deadly. Yeah, responsible really for more than 90% of America's dead children.
It's really responsible for
30% of the world stillborns.
Also, you can parry moves, dude, which leads to like fucking sick ass criticals.
Damn, yeah.
But enemies can do that too. There's this enemy called the only ones I've run into. They're called knights. And they hold rapiers, and they hold their weapon in a way that you can tell, like, if you hit them, they're going to do something. So what they'll do is they'll hold it like this, they'll hold it in a slanted position, and right when you swing at them, move it out of the way, instant critical on you.
And then they kick you off their sword, they're ashamed to have you on there.
Which is cool, though, in my super main profile, I have this, I don't even know what it is, it protects against criticals at all times. So, like, when they hit me with that, it's just a regular attack. Like, oh, man, I was so fucking... The first time I got hit by it, I was like, oh, fuck this guy.
But definitely Michael, you should... Dark Souls, dude, Michael, get it. Like, right now.
Also, he missed, like, the... Well, I guess... I didn't even know what it was. The first crystal lizard that you ever find in Undeadburg right before you fight the Taurus demon. He's in one of the barrels. It looks like a fucking jewel bug. It's like a little bug with a big ass crystal on its back, and when you kill it, he gives you stuff that make your weapon way better. And so, like, the first time I saw it, I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And so, like, it got away, and I ended up dying, and I broke that barrel again, and he's still in it. Like, you have unlimited tries to kill them, but you can only kill them once. So, like, I killed him the second time, and yeah, he gave me some cool shit. And then today I was playing, and there was some fucking egg walking around.
Yeah, that was weird.
There was some fucking egg walking around, so like I fucking killed it, and I can't even remember what he gave me. It was, but like
the repair.
The pear powder.
Yeah,
that shit was weird though. Like the non enemy based characters that are in the game, it's fucking crazy. Also, you can kill anything, merchants, random people.
Yeah.
Like the first guy you run into the game, the one that gives you the Estus Flask.
Kind of want to kill that guy. Oh, no, I did kill that guy.
He's like, get out of here before I turn and do like hurt one of us. And then, like, so I was like...
And I was like, I don't want that to happen.
So you swung at him.
Yeah, I killed him.
And then he disappeared.
No, when you hit him, he's like, oh, why? And I'm like, what do you mean, why? If you turn into something, you're going to hurt me.
I did it because he had this really cool shield. And I was like, okay.
Maybe I'll get it.
And then, did you get it? Yeah, I killed him, and then he started like, ah! And like, he levitated, so I ran out the room. Went back in there, he was gone.
Also, there's an Indiana Jones moment right before him. You're walking up a staircase, big ass rock.
Yeah.
The first time.
That happens a couple times, like when you're walking up to the Taurus demon and the fucking barrel.
Dude, no, that thing got me.
The first time that Russell was like,
no, it didn't get you. You got scared and ran off the walkway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And, like, the shit about that is there's a message right there, and it says, like, right before it activates, it says, watch out. And it teaches you, there's the one at the base of stairs is how to roll dodge and shit. So, like, I was like, ah, what the fuck? And the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, Jesus, what the hell is that? Pulls me aside. So, like, I take, like, the rock damage, and then I fell off, like, the stairs. So I take fall damage, and I was like, fuck.
See, I just took fall damage to death.
But in this game, it's really fucking satisfying when you do something amazing. It's frustrating when you fucking die twice.
This is such a good game. This is, like, the best.
I highly recommend that you buy it.
The best game?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's not the best game, and you know it.
This is one of the best games of the generation.
The best. The best.
And then best. Dark Souls 2 is coming out?
Oh, shit.
I'm excited, but not excited.
I'm not fuck excited for Dark Souls 2.
Fuck you, who?
Bandai Namco.
I just want to pass it already so I can never touch it again.
And have
it.
I'm excited because of the ways that game is learning to be an asshole. Dark Souls 2 is addressing the fact that people have gotten really good at Dark Souls. So, like...
so, that's like, fucking bullshit.
There are enemies who, like, if you get behind them and you're ready to pull off a backstab, they'll just, like, jump back and smash you.
No, fuck yeah. Dude, I fucking rely on backstabs. All I do is I run past enemies, so when they're, like, doing their attack, they completely miss. Yeah. Backstab. Backstab moment right there. Oh my god, if they fucking do that to it.
And getting a backstab is so good because... You don't just have to be standing behind them. You need to be, like, in the perfect spot behind them so
that
your weapon goes, like, straight through their spine.
Damn.
If you do wrong, he'll just do a regular attack. And what's fucking awesome is when you stab him, blood. A gratuitous
Quentin Tarantino blood.
Like, not only when he stabs him, but also when, like, he kicks him off their sword, like, more blood.
It's fucking amazing. Pulling off a parry is really cool, too. If you hit the left trigger or L2 at the... Like, the moment of contact of an attack...
you'll like deflect it with your left hand weapon, and then this goes into like this really cool slow motion moment where you have a chance to like swipe your attack, and
it'll be this, light attack, right?
Yeah, and it'll be this really cool animation, and I think it's like weapon type specific too. And so like with the sword, you'll like swipe them to their knees. And then you'll do, like, another swipe and then, like, behead them.
Oh, wow. I haven't done the sword one. I haven't done that either. I've done the because the Drake sword, he plunges it through. But then that's a really heavy sword, so I can understand why. With the Morningstar, puts it in their stomach, like, pulls it out, and then, like, they fall to their knees, swipes them on their head. And it does a fucking
lot. See, I think I use the Smitty. Yeah. I'm not sure. But, like, the only time I've ever parried an attack was... And then just stabbed it right through their heart. Not only did I just pull it out, I did the thing that the knights do. I just kicked them off. And then my sword was nice and clean.
And it's fucking satisfying. Like, you're like, oh yeah, like, I'll... And there's hits that you can't parry. Like, straight up lunge attacks. You can't parry them, because if you try to parry them, it just acts like you blocked them. But sometimes lunge attacks, like, pierce. No matter what, like, based on shields, because certain shields have different statistical, like, defenses. There's, what is it? It's like lunge, stab... And slash?
Oh, yeah. The first time you pull up, like, your equipment and, like, stat menu, you're gonna be just entirely overwhelmed by the numbers on screen.
I had to try and twist and say, what am I looking at?
It took me a while. Yeah, see, I had to get it by myself, so I was, like, looking, and I was like, okay, like, there's physical defense, and then there's magic defense. I don't think there's any other defense other than that, but there's, like, your magic defense is based on fire, lightning, and chaos.
Yeah.
And then your physical defense is stab, lunge, and slash.
And then there are, like, five different attack stats. There's just, like, the base damage stat that you do with the weapon. And then there's, like, swiping and stabbing.
Oh, it's fucking...
My favorite thing, pretty much probably my favorite weapon, and I hope I find, like, a really cool version of it, is the spear.
Oh, did you get the wing spear? It's easy to like. It doesn't pierce, but it's a lot faster than every spear.
Yeah, I love.
Well, then every.
I love spear. I love how to use a spear if you have the right shield. I feel like fucking Leonidas, dude. Yeah. Just stand there. And
you can definitely 300 people do like. You can do the regular attack where he moves the shield aside and just starts stabbing. Like if you keep pressing light attack, he'll literally just keep stabbing until he runs out of stamina. Or you can block and do the attack, and he'll go. But it wastes a lot more stamina. Oh, man. Oh, you can also, if you press forward and your light attack at the same time.
You do a kick.
He'll do a kick. With the rapier, Smitty? Yeah. He does this cool thing where, like, he swipes at their feet and does, like, a backflip. When the first time I saw that, I was like, no shit.
I've never been able to do that successfully to anybody.
Always does it accidentally.
I finished a boss like that. Like a sub-boss or a tough enemy. And I was like, yes, I'm the fucking best. And if you do a power attack in forward, he does like a really balls out the dive attack.
Oh, yeah.
He puts himself at risk just by like going all out for one attack.
That's how I usually kill like the bigger enemies with the Drake sword. Because he'll like jump, stab down. So, like, I pretty much put all my eggs in one basket. If I don't get that hit, that's pretty much it for me, but, I mean, at least I tried.
Also, some enemies have multiple parts to their I don't want to say vitality because it's not them. It's, like, multiple fights for one enemy, but it's not a multiple fight. There's dragons. Well,
different sections of them have their own health
bars. Yeah. So, one of the dragons, you can cut his... You can beat his tail... And it gives you a fucking sword for it, but the dragon itself is still alive and pretty much completely unaffected by his tail being cut off.
But that's alright, because all you really want is that sword.
And the final bosses before.
Like, I really want to know who discovered that. Like, who was the
who
figured out that
shoot the tail.
That, like, if you get down to the corner, like underneath this bridge, you could see a dragon's tail just like hanging off the side of a tower. And if you hit that tail with enough arrows, it drops a really good starter weapon.
It's the strongest starter weapon you can find, huh?
Yeah.
And, and then the final boss before you ring one of the Bells of Awakening, yeah, like, you cut their tail off, it gives you a fucking axe.
Oh, and yeah, so, like, you get to customize and create your own character. It's pretty cool. Like,
oh, this game has like really in-depth
characters. More in-depth Skyrim character building.
I'm assuming
building.
There's more like just less detail, or is it just male and female all the time? Because there's a long fucking list of what they could be.
And so like
that's the whole thing. I'm like, what is it? Do I get to be like a demon at some point?
So when I was starting it, I was just like, you have different classes, you have different like things you start out with, like,
oh, they're called gifts.
Yeah, like James picked the twin humanities.
And because I'm a thief and then you come with a master key.
And I picked the master key, but I was something else. I was a wanderer or something.
Oh, master key unlocks any basic lock, by the way.
And so,
awesome.
What I was going to build my character, like, just to be some wanderer kind of guy. Like, I always pick in mine. And then I was like, nah, fuck that. I'll be Wolverine. So I made my character, like, really muscular and, like, kind of tall.
Big, McLarge, huge.
So that's what Twitch named him. My character's name is M. Night, after M. Night Shyamalan, because he's like, dude, he's like the next Steven Spielberg. But
oh my god. Oh, we saw the nostalgic yes. video for Signs right before.
So I was like, what do I name my character? M. Night Shyamalan. But I didn't want to write Shalabodaba. So I just wrote
M. You just said it really like Shyamalan, and so I didn't want to write
So I wrote M. Night, and that's his name, which I mean is a pretty cool name. Like for
Michael Knight.
No, that's gay. I'm gonna go delete my character now.
Michael Knight.
Okay, nah. And so like the character I made ended up being like really like tall and like top heavy, and so like, you're just like, that's a big ass fucking guy, fucking big, make large, huge. And I was like, I picked the wrong name for this guy.
You know what's shitty though is that if you make your character really big, his roles are like noticeably shittier. If your character is like super heavy, his role would just be like this thing where it looks like he falls on the ground and then like struggles to get back up. And if you pick a, like, I picked the thief and he's very slim.
Yeah.
So he's like super fucking light. So his role is just like.
Let's see, that's the thing. That's,
oh,
that's
another
what I really...
thing. Like, your class, the. It's. The game doesn't. No, what's the best way of putting it? The class you choose at the beginning.
Has base stats different?
Like no dependency on like how your playstyle will be throughout the game.
Oh hell no.
Instead it's the class you choose from the list at the beginning is only a means of like choosing your base stats and starting equipment, and then that's it.
Like,
because I know a lot of people who played were like, oh, like the pyromancer sounds really cool, and like, yeah, except like
I can do intelligence, like run magic all the way.
Not only like that, but don't you need to have like an item for the pyromancer?
Yeah, like the pyromancy's like actual like fire toss magic ability, like that's like a finite item.
Yeah.
But this game, so I picked Wolverine the Wanderer.
I picked
AKA
I think
Big McLarge.
I think
huge.
Both times I've started the game, I started as the bandit, but because I like his base stats the most.
He looked fucking sick too, like the way his fucking shield and his big ass axe. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I almost picked the bandit, but the thief. He looks so fucking cool. He's all dressed in black and like
true.
His fucking hood with
like in
his
Skyrim.
Mask.
I always pick the thief. I'm always an Argonian thief.
Hell yeah, dude! That's the only way to go.
They still love the Argonians.
But he and like the cool thing is like everything is super aesthetic. So you change shields, shields have a different look.
Yeah.
You change helmets, you'll be wearing like whatever. You can see your apparel as you're wearing it. So like you put on a different helmet, changes the helmet. It's not like just like oh you equip.
It's not just a stat thing.
Yeah.
You see everything. Awesome. And like the weight of it accounts and like how you move and how much stamina.
Oh, I move so slow, dude. I move so fucking slow. It's not even funny how slow I am.
You know what sucks, dude?
Yeah, like the gear I have equipped on my dude right now, well, my high level dude, is so heavy, but like so worth it, and it looks ridiculous. I look like I could be the god of the Persians.
Oh,
because I have
Xerxes.
Like, yeah, I have like this suit of armor that's like silver chainmail, but like the top half is like this purple fabric, and then like woven into like between the fabric and the
chainmail.
And the chainmail is like strings of gold coins.
No fucking way.
And then my shield is like this giant kite shield with like diamonds growing out of it.
Is that what you're talking about? His armor that like jingles every time he moves?
No, that's mine. Remember when I first bought that armor and then I started walking, I was like, why do I hear enemies? Like, I thought it was footsteps, and it turns out it's just my armor just jingling, jingling.
Yeah, like,
ding,
because he was wearing chainmail, like, he moves and you hear it rattle.
It's fun.
But yeah, like, I was wearing shit so heavy, and then I was like, fuck it, like, I'm already gonna move slow, so I might as well make my defense stat as high as it could be. So on top of that, I put on the gargoyle helm, and then, like, I roll, and he just, like, flails to the side, and then, like, stands
he fucking, up. He's Magikarp using Splash when you're super heavy, dude, just... But, like,
it's a really good game, Michael.
It's cool, like, for everybody that's seen Invader Zim in the Lice episode, like, when my guy's wearing the holo armor...
Shut up about this.
Yeah, when my guy's... When the my, like, very slim thief is wearing the holo armor, which is very not... It's very revealing. His limbs are so fucking thin, and they just look, like, all pruned out. And, like, really brown. He looks exactly like, after they use Zim for the gun, for the lice gun, like, when they pull him out, he's just, like, little twigs of cut flesh. That's exactly what my fucking guy looks like.
Where are we at?
We're at an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what have we been talking about?
Dark Souls and Uncharted.
Dark Souls and Uncharted and Dometric.
And Dometric.
Can't get enough of Dark Souls, but I hate that game.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Did we? Oh, and actually, we did get a question asked, and it was just...
Oh, that's right.
Better link between Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages link, or Link to the Past link. And...
Brian, I have no idea, so I'm just gonna say fucking Link from the second one, Link's Awakening.
Can I say Link from Wind Waker?
I'm gonna go with Wind Waker too.
It wasn't even... Those weren't even options, but there you go.
Wait,
get to the point?
No, I'm gonna pick...
It was Oracle of Seasons and Ages, or Link to the Past.
I'm gonna pick...
Link from to the Ocarina. Past, Brian.
I'm gonna pick Link from 3D Dot Game Heroes. The Taco Man.
Oh, shit.
That's the one I'm picking.
Wait. Actually, no, I wanna pick... Link from Majora's Mask, because when you put on masks and you look different, it's way fucking better. When you're Deku Link...
Ryan's just disappointed because we're not choosing between the fucking two games. I already said Link to the Past.
Yeah, I choose Link to the Past because he's got pink hair.
Wind Waker.
Definitely gonna have
pink haired Link, and he turns into a bunny.
Can I go with the Minish Cap Link?
With what?
The Minish Cap Link. He's got a bird for a hat.
Definitely.
He does have a bird for a hat.
Oracle of Seasons Link or fucking Link?
I think Oracle of Seasons and Ages Link has, like, cooler powers.
I'm gonna go with Twilight Princess Zelda.
God damn it. Okay, what were the choices again? Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages?
Oracle of Seasons and Ages Link? Like, that one Link? And
or Sully from Link Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
It's Sully.
Or Edward Scissorhands.
I'm gonna have to go with
I don't know.
Jason Voorhees.
Bruce Willis was awesome in Die Hard.
Yeah, he was.
Fucking dude. You know fucking...
Can I pick Eddie Murphy
Harrison
from
Ford and...
That was him, right?
Fuck you.
Star Wars?
What?
Dude, well, I mean, the base question is Picard or Kirk, right?
Yeah,
no, definitely gonna go with
the Coke obvious Pepsi, answer
is the
is
Sith
Commander
Lord.
Shepard.
Oh, dude, that's it. Commander Shepard from.
Oh, this is why we don't have any listeners.
Fucking.
I'm gonna go with Commander Shepard from every video game ever made.
My character from Fallout 3.
Except for Mass Effect 3.
Except for Mass Effect 1, 2, or 3. You know, he wasn't in those games. Those games would have been a lot better with him. James Commander Shepard.
Alright, so. Topples
Reapers.
Yeah.
Also, seriously, I'll be playing the Orange Box pretty soon. So if anybody wants to play with me, Great Zombie on Xbox Live. So, yeah, fucking hook it up.
Also, if anybody wants to play with him and you're a woman,
huh?
Text me. I'll give you his number.
What?
If you play with him and you're a woman, text Ricky because he can give you James's number.
Yeah,
you're playing with James.
If you
already
text me, make sure you text Ricky and ask him for my number. We got anything else to go on?
Definitely gonna go with...
I played 3D Dog.
And how was it?
It's the most Zelda game since fucking...
Since Mass
the
Effect?
NES.
Since the NES. Yeah.
Since the NIS.
Since the NSA.
The NIS.
Yeah, 3D Dog Game Heroes is closer to the original The Legend of Zelda than A Link to the Past was.
What, like, how is
it's,
how is that game I play?
It's straight up a Zelda game, but if they took all the pixels and then they made them, like...
really big?
Like, they made a Zelda world 3D out of Minecraft blocks, but made it look 8-bit and not...
Like, and you get to be a, you get to play it as a half-eaten taco.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you get to play as an ice cream shooting taco?
Every time you, like, start up the game, you could choose to, like, change your avatar, and you could either, like, make your own by, like, little pixels...
Yeah.
Or you could pick one of the ones that's, like, in a really long list that the game has for you.
And so Twitch starts it up and says, I know just the one I'm going to use when you're here. And I was like, which one? Girls, picks a taco.
A taco with, like, eyes, like, giant Pac-Man eyes.
Yeah. Oh, and then, like, awesome. The right half of him is eaten.
Yeah.
I make fucking, like...
Not only that, tacos some are pretty good.
How is it, like... Tacos how, are how's the gameplay?
It's really tough. It's tough in the way that the old Zelda games were before you had, like, any
help
systems
or
you knew, like, any direction to go.
Like, oh, like, first being tossed into them and just like, good luck!
Yeah, and...
hope you fucking know how to play.
And the way the game is structured
games
is...
fucking Metroid.
It's exactly like the old Zeldas were, like, you walk off the screen and then, like, the screen scrolls to, like, the next screen.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Does that make a noise like... No?
Yeah.
Are there, like, are there like nine dungeons?
Something like that.
Triangles?
There's 19.
1,000.
Oh, God.
Million. But, give me that much money.
But yeah, it's... like, this game sort of reminds me of how older games used to not hold your hand like, any part of the way, so...
like, good fucking luck.
So, like, I was in this one dungeon... and
I'm gonna keep saying
the only way I could progress was to, like, bomb certain spots either on the floor or indoors. And I was out of bombs, and it wasn't like anything was gonna fucking drop bombs. So I have to, like, find my way back to the entrance of the dungeon, and then I fast travel back to the closest town, and I buy a shit ton of bombs, and I can't just fast travel back to the dungeon. I have to make my way back down to the dungeon.
That shit scared me, because as soon as you did that fucking noise, man, I sent the message. Like, what is my phone doing?
On my way... and on your way there, like, it's the desert temple, and the desert area is such a bitch to traverse because there are, like, these streams of sand, and the only way to, like, move forward
The water part in Pokemon.
Exactly like
Ruby,
that.
Sapphire, and Emerald. You get to Pacific Log.
Super.
Well, after you get to Pacific Log. Like, you get to it, and then it'll, like, follow you in one little current, and you end up somewhere else, and then you have, like, three more currents you can choose. But they're
like
all
that.
The wrong way. Because the real choice was to never go in there to begin with.
Yeah, you should only go in there if you ever need the Reggies. But oh man, that's intense.
It's really cool. And instead of your blade shooting like a beam when your health is full, instead your sword gets fucking huge, like the size
like
of the screen,
like fucking Sephiroth's size.
No, bigger.
Yeah, actually,
Jesus
way bigger
Christ.
Than Sephiroth's sword, dude.
Like let's say. Your character is, like, a 4x4 cube of pixels, right? Your sword is, like,
a 32
pixels wide, and then, like, 10 pixels long.
Jesus.
What the fuck,
how
dude?
How would you even get hit then?
Well, because your sword is a thing that only appears, like, when you're attacking, so it just sort of, like, shoots forward from you. It's like, ka-cha, ka-cha. Yeah, so when your health isn't full, you could actually put little, like, cube bits to expand the, like, width or the length of your sword. So you'll get this, like, regular, well, kind of big-looking sword, but it's still, like, believable. And then when your health is full, like, your sword is, like, this screen-clearing thing.
Does the full health thing, like, stack? So, like, whatever, like, modifications you made to your sword, does it get longer with that? Oh, my fucking God.
So, yeah, I decided to make my sword, like, the girth sword, so it's super wide.
It's fucking disgusting, dude.
Nice. With ease. With ease in there instead of fucking...
Yes.
Equals.
Yeah, I'm surprised by, like, why I'm not done with that game yet, because it's so great. It's such an homage to old-school Zelda games, to the point where even the overworld theme sounds like something straight out of a Zelda game.
So that's what we played.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of news. It's pretty late.
Oh, I beat Metroid Fusion. Son of a bitch. again. I just want to touch on it. Game was,
good?
That game is good.
It's fucking dope. It's hard, but it was fucking cool.
It's also one of the more linear Metro games.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's not bad. It's
still good, though. Fuck that,
SAX.
X, fucker, that asshole just comes in and just starts wrecking your shit. And then you beat him. And then you gotta go fight a fucking Omega Metroid. He's not taking any of your shit. He comes up, swipes you, you're down to like one health. And then that SAX comes in like, hey, I'm gonna help you. Start shooting it, get swiped, you become part of that. You get your suit back pretty much. Fucking diffusion missiles.
You know which Metroid game I like?
Dark Souls. What if fucking, like, they made a game like that where
Metroid... Dark Souls is almost a Metroidvania.
No, but, like, instead of, like, swords and shit, you have guns and, like, you have your blaster. And just, like, you're even more agile and shit. That'd be fucking crazy.
Does Snuggle still get to be in?
It would need to work in a very specific kind of way.
That's what that bird is called, right? Snuggles? Like Snuggles the Raven?
I guess?
Snuggles the Raven.
Also,
it's a giant raven,
he's
Michael.
Not like the Deathbringer or anything.
He's the asshole that brought you from the Undead Asylum to Lordor.
Mordor.
Lordran?
Yeah, Mordor.
Lordran.
To Mordor.
No, okay, go. After I beat the Bell Gargoyles and ring the First Bell of Awakening, dude, there was like some fucking snoring noise going on. And I didn't know what it was, and, like, I was looking around, and I was like, yeah, it's not here. And I had a bow and arrow.
So he started shooting Snuggles.
Dude, literally right before he dies, fucking flies off. And the snoring noise stops, and I was like, oh, I guess it was him. See, but the thing was, like, I was just trying to get pure headshots, but the way he moves his head is like... So I was playing this, so I just started shooting him in the wee-wee. where I imagined his bird wee-wee was. He wasn't having kids.
Ever.
Not that there's any female birds that size.
Yeah.
Where do you think he came from?
The
his
sky.
His mama. His mama.
He was just willed into existence.
Yeah, he always existed in every plane of existence.
Mama. Shut up, Ricky.
We got anything else to talk about?
What are you talking about?
I played 5 hours of Civ 5 the other day. I turned on my computer, played through the tutorial of Dota, and then sat down and played 5 hours of Civ. Started a new game, got myself all the way up through to, like, medieval age.
I was gonna say, did you just start, like, fighting war, starting wars with everyone?
No, in fact, this time I just wanted to be the country that discovers the entire world first, so, like, I wanted to be the first, like, seafaring nation, and right now I am, so when I do go to war, I'm kind of an asshole.
Naval
battles, and then they have no way of combating me. I'm just like...
So you fight them on two fronts, like naval battles and then like ground battles, and you're no!
You're gonna do what Hitler couldn't do, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna
win America.
God damn it!
I was gonna say, yes, I also restarted playing... Oh,
pretty good.
Sorry, my bad. I wanna talk.
No, I just want to reiterate that Civ 5 is a really awesome game, and, like, I can't really get too into RTSs, and...
Yeah.
But when it comes to turn-based strategies, I guess, like, those are the games that get me, because I really like XCOM, like Fire Emblem.
I'm definitely going to start playing XCOM. After I get tired of fucking...
But there's just something to Civ, and just the way that game... is not punishing, and it doesn't ever tell you to do anything specifically. You just sort of put yourself in the position of a nation's leader, and like, what do I want my country to be?
I'm gonna be the most asshole country. Let's fight.
Fucking,
I want my country to be the leading exporter of corn oil.
Reminds me of...
You could, like, set up farms, and then, like, your only progress in the game could be setting up trade deals with other countries.
Oh my god, this
fucking
game.
I was gonna say, reminds me of Spore. Playing Spore, I own an Arm of the Galaxy. It's like, I'm gonna set up all these spice trade routes with all these other, like, fucking planets.
You know what else James and I played today? What was it called?
They came from the ground.
We were playing Aegis Wing.
Oh, dude, don't even get me started.
We were playing Peggle.
Peggle.
Oh my god, dude. I'm the master of Peggle.
James is really lucky, guys.
Dude, like, all girl, I was doing is, like, clear. I was just clearing maps out. So, like, I was taking all every peg away. And, like, some of the last ones were just, like... Like, even though I knew it was going to hit, it just still got that intense moment. So, like, right when it hit the final one, it, like, the only bonuses were 100,000. And Ricky was like,
don't settle for anything less than 100,000.
So, like, okay. It would just, like, hit around, just swish. Switch it to the nearest 100,000.
So in other news, Michael's pretty fucking tired.
No, I was going to say, I played some Deception today. I was playing that Puzzle Combat. It's fucking stupid-ish puzzle game in Mortal Kombat Deception.
Is it and like I played... Super Puzzle Fighter?
Yeah. Except
all it's... Except all you're in, like... It's like Tetris with effects.
Yeah. All you want to do is make the other player, like...
You just
want
to match big old combinations of colors and then take them out. So, like, you look on their half and, like, you just see all these blocks start dropping.
Yeah, and then I played Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance on the Game Boy Advance. Man, that is
that game
trash.
Came out on the Game Boy
Advance. Yeah. I was playing it, it looks
like ass shit.
Just on a little screen. I was like, boy, how the fuck would anyone buy this shit? Good thing it's fucking illegally downloaded, but whatever.
Nice. Another wrap-up bit of news is that the 4th of July trailer came out for Saints Row 4.
Oh my fucking god, that fucking trailer.
Game of the generation.
Get out of here, Twitch.
Game of the year, game of the generation,
game of
maybe
the games.
Maybe even game of all time.
You could kind of say it's the Game of Thrones.
Like, everything I've ever wanted in a game is in that game.
I saw the trailer though. Okay.
Everything.
Everything?
Everything. Even like text adventures.
Even?
Man, you know, it reminds me of...
Even flying a mech through space.
Even fighting monsters with monsters?
Yes.
That was the
even
that was
what if Crackdown
Pacific Grim, right?
was Grand Theft Auto.
It is, just with stronger characters and the ability to lift cars instead of driving them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Who drives anymore?
I remember when we were first playing
Crackdown and like the first time you got in a car, just like, here, let me get that for you, Twitch. No! Put me down!
We need to play more Crackdown.
Yeah, we do. Dude, now we can definitely play more Crackdown, so...
You know what we should all do? Play we should Minecraft. All buy a PS3 if we don't already have one. Buy Dark Souls, and we should all play Dark Souls.
Dude, all together. One big party run.
So we can
we
all
will be gods.
So we can all get our shit slammed.
Yes.
Wait, can you earn things in other people's worlds, or is it you just help with fights?
I think you just help fights and earn souls.
Damn it, so I was trying to cut that guy's tail off for no reason?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for telling me, Twitch.
I don't know.
Well, you still have to do it in your game. Well, you don't have to, but it helps.
So yeah, Blighttown is the worst, and you have to go through there in Dark Souls, but...
Because it's mandatory for storyline.
But dread it. Dread every moment of it.
I think I'm just going to start harvesting souls, so like I can be like super strong and kill any enemy I want one hit.
It's a combination of the enemies there have a lot of health, some of them can curse you, and for some reason the frame rate is just really shitty there.
Oh, and Michael, like, check it in Dark Souls, you don't have to do, like, character builds. You can do, weapon builds. So, your weapon is, like, substantially stronger than anything. But as a character, you're just super shitty. So, like, you're this fucking super glass cannon. You're dealing out damage, like, super fucking high. And then
you can't ever get hit.
Yeah, if you get hit, like, oh shit, why did this happen?
The fucking castle of glass over here.
See, what I want to do is find decent armor, the best shield, and the strongest spear. And that's it.
A lot of the builds that I've been
playing...
That's
like Babby's first build. No, yeah, like the Dark Souls like walkthroughs and character builds, like a good way to get into Dark Souls and have it not be like really hard for you is the shield and spear build, because... because of the way, like, you can attack while still blocking.
I like
Spartans!
I just like feeling like Leonidas.
A lot of the builds I've seen, like, when they're going, like, for strength or, like, just, like, pure, like, an all-out battle, like, I've seen a lot of people, like, using Havel's armor, and I'm just, like, thinking, like, wow, this fucking armor would be fucking, like, god tier.
Yeah, like, definitely the hardest way to play the game is dual-wielding.
Yo, were you there?
I'm gonna do a run where I'm just dual-wielding all the time. Bring it!
Can you dual-wield shield?
Do you know that you could use King Leonidas as a costume in God of War Ascension's multiplayer?
Yeah.
That you can dress up like him? Like, you'll have the beard and everything? You'll have the helmet, you'll have, like, the cape.
What are you talking about? That's exactly what Kratos looks like.
Okay. Does Leonidas look angry?
Shut up.
Is he, like, substantially, like...
It's funny,
I feel like I can grow with Leonidas a lot more than I can grow with...
It's funny, because, like, all
the
other dudes...
killing people just to, like, protect the Spartans.
All the other AI, like, all the other player control, like, they don't have beard hair. Like, they don't have any facial hair. Except if you're fucking running on Leonidas.
Do you think that
just that big ass, like,
do you think in 302 they'll
electric boogaloo? Well, how did that go?
What I was going to say was, do you think they'll reference to Kratos?
Boogaloo. That's what it was.
Canada is France.
France too. Electric boogaloo. That's what 300, the sequel is called. 300, France 2, Electric Boogaloo. Get at it, Michael.
Rise of Kratos.
Fucking okay. Hell yeah.
That movie, like, about Athens?
It's
about, picks up after the first one.
Shit, Michael.
Which is weird.
Why was it weird?
Yeah.
They sent 300 more. Because clearly 300 is a very magic number.
No, don't they send like 3,000 at the end of the fucking first one?
No, the first one was 300.
At the end of 100,000.
The Persians send like a million to their one.
Yeah, it's just that one guy missing an eye. It's just like,
bring it!
I got this.
He's like, you know why I got this? And then he looks up and then, Ares! Defeat my and my life is yours. And he's like,
oh, and then Michael's the only one in the theater.
And rapes Ellie.
Michael's the only one in the theater because everybody just left. And it's like, Kratos blanks Ellie.
I'm like, I can get behind this.
No, Kratos doesn't even blank Ellie. He just, like, shoves his cock into her eye hole.
Oh man, and it comes up.
Why did we say blank and then God. You just like, ah, oh, dude.
Wait, does it hook around and come out the other one? So it's like,
yeah, like the chains.
Yeah, and then, like, his, like, testicles are, like, dropping out of her nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put this on the show.
This is definitely going on the show, Michael.
Yes. Yeah. Because we haven't closed the show yet.
And then his legs are coming out of her mouth.
What?
And it turns out, like, he's just wearing her as, like, a waistband.
I kind of hate listening to James sometimes.
Like
I hate him all the time, dude.
He's just wearing her face. Like, he just, like, cut off her head and, like, he's wearing it, like, as a cock piece.
All right, everyone, thanks for joining us on this special night.
Yeah.
Talking about just like
France
new games.
France 2!
Electric Boogaloo.
And remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Is that the shit's going down we're going out on? Alright, everybody, I guess that's it for us now.
Follow us on wrestling. Twitter.
Yeah, be sure to go with Midget Wrestling.
Midget Wrestling?
Like us on Facebook.
This will be up. Yeah, me and Jimmy will have witnessed midget wrestling
at its finest. Yeah. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Make sure to like us on Facebook if you haven't already at facebook.com/shownoteshow. And please leave a comment. We can only build on what you tell us.
Which is nothing.
If you guys are downloading or getting the show from the Blogspot, leave fucking comments.
You can be fucking anonymous as fuck. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please, if you can't, if you don't,
like, even if the comment is just like a single letter,
suck.
Like K, or you suck.
Fucking
or negative
Dave's
2 out of 10 would not play again.
Fucking
would not listen.
Fucking
to
Dave's Cannibal House. Eat a dick.
Dick with a side of dick, and an extra side of dick.
Some sauce. Has some dicks.
Leave a comment on Blogspot at shownoteshow.blogspot.com. Follow us all on Twitter, Twitch. You are?
Twitch is at
@TwitchXXV.
Michael?
@Fats 2882. Almost forgot my fucking
two T's.
Tits topside. Change it.
Fuck you.
Doesn't that sound better?
Dude, he didn't want to be Dick Strangler.
I don't know. He wanted to be Tits Ricky. Tits Ricky was such a good
name. At Rick Topside.
And I, Jimmy, at the Great Jumbie.
At the Real Cliffy B.
Follow him anyways. At Rise and Troy Baker. At USP.
At Rise of Apogee Games. At the Great Jambi D.
Shoot.
In Jambi.
I just thought of something.
Just because that guy is so cool and he kind of offered me a job once, follow Apogee Games and fucking Dave Oshry because he's kind of awesome.
And go pre-order Rise of the Triad on Steam and you get fucking buy three Rise free games. Of the Triad.
Just follow.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. You get three free games to play with your buddies.
Beyond, follow us. Like we already said.
Okay, we're trying to promote us here, okay? Let's get away from other people.
We're promoting ourselves by networking into the future.
Yeah. I rub elbows with the rich.
Let's just tweet our show at like everyone that we listen to. Like you guys listen at 4 PM.
I think I'm just gonna go tweet at Ashley Johnson to be my girlfriend again.
I don't wanna tweet at them. What if they listen and they say Michael's shit?
Why then fucking let them?
Joseph knows about the podcast.
Yeah. What does he do? Just wipe his ass with it.
He like rips up the audio track of where you're talking and just wipes his ass with that one for
that's cool.
To
hit
you. He does. Like he prints it to like a waveform toilet tissue and then
dude,
just wipes
his
ass.
That means that my words are important enough to touch his body. What are yours doing in life? He probably cuts out your audio and just. Doesn't even touch it.
So he's like, so Michael, what do you think? And it's just like long periods where he's not listening to anything. Like, talking.
So Michael,
like, oh, I love this part.
Like, oh, you hear that? Because I don't. That's the sound of Michael not talking. Oh, that's fucking music to my ears.
My greatest episode.
So thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 13.
Later, dudes.
Motherfuckers.
Goodbye, motherfuckers.
Mama.